you know, Corona has brought a literally a new face in Torah. And really we get to see who the Gedolim are. And you're going to have the opportunity this evening to see the way a Shela question that will be published, I'm sure, in Rav Asher Weiss's Shelas Teshuvas is developed. He gave this shiur a few days ago, and I've listened to it. He gave it both in English and Hebrew. I listened in both. So far, it has not been published as a real tshuva. I mean, a lot of times he gives the Maor Makomos. I followed along, and I want to take you through the mind of a Gadol and see how he would formulate if you had this similar question. As I said, we take a grain of salt in understanding who Rav Asher Weiss is. Rav Asher Weiss has been on the forefront of warning people. He was the first Rav in Eretz Yisrael to demand, and this is a Hasidish Rav, to demand that the mikvahs, the men's mikvahs, be closed because he thought it was dangerous. He was the first, he is the Rav of Shari Tzedek Hospital besides his Minchas Asher yeshivas. He was the Rav in Shari Tzedek Hospital who said you need to close the shul. It was the first shul that was closed for Shari Tzedek because he realized that patients and doctors being together in one small location was not a good idea. And he's on the forefront of telling people to not to be, excuse the word, but stupid, and starting minyanim when they shouldn't be, and congregating. He just spoke out, I've heard it three different times, three different shurim that he gave, how horrible it is of the people that went against the regulations of the government, the Misrata Briyut, and went up to Miron to see Rav Shimon Bar Yochai when they shouldn't have. The people who got together and did illegal bonfires, when Shimon Bar Yochai was the one who spent so many years davening b'yechidus. It's just not appropriate. So here comes the question. The question is a very sad question and unfortunately a true question. And my understanding is, although I'm not 100% sure, it sounds like this question came from the United States. A doctor who, as we know, the doctors and nurses have been on the forefront of saving people's lives. And this doesn't have to be a case about a doctor, and it might not be a case about a doctor. Maybe it's just a healthcare administrator, which is probably more correct if I remember now what the Shiloh was. You have a healthcare administrator in a nursing home, and we know that specifically in the New York area, but all around, nursing homes have been hit very, very hard. In Italy, many of the deaths were caused there. My wife actually is a healthcare worker, physical therapist in an old age home. Baruch Hashem, they're very fortunate, B'liayin Hara, to have no deaths, no sicknesses from Corona, and they're very strict how everything works over there. And he wanted to be an administrator and save the lives of the old people in the nursing home, in the old age home. And despite the fact that one of his children had symptoms of Corona and later had Corona, he wasn't near the kid, and he knew that he would protect himself. And he protected himself in such a way where he went ahead and wore gloves, maybe two, three pairs of gloves, and wore a mask. And therefore, when he would, you know, stay far away from the patients, from the people in the old age home, and he thought that that would be okay. A few days later, he becomes ill. And as it were, he is tested, and of course he has Corona because his son had it. And thank God he's totally fine, but unfortunately, a number of people in the old age home died of Corona. He, now being a firm person, thinks that he's the one who caused their death and wants to, and asks Rav Asher Weiss what to do. Now, this question is an expansive question because it will come up that there will be a lot of damages to be paid for not necessarily death, but what if I had Corona, I knew about it, and I came into your, I don't know, let's say hotel, and now we had to kick everybody out of the hotel because of what happened. I came into your restaurant, again, before, right, knowing that you should have been self-quarantined. The government told you about this. You knew about it, but you just wanted to get yourself a bagel. You just wanted to get yourself a shawarma, and now the whole place had to cool down, and there's tons of damages because of that. Or furthermore, I can't run my business anymore because nobody wants to come to my restaurant because they know I'm at Corona restaurant. These are real, actual shilas, and let's see how Rav Asher Weiss develops it. Again, we're going to go through different sources, hopefully together learn this fascinating, fascinating suya. And as I pointed out again, anyone through this process who has any questions, please feel free, because as I said, it's not the easiest stuff, but we'll go through it slowly but surely. And again, understand that this is just the shita of one poisek. And it's not developed into a tshuva with final answers. And I have to tell you something gorgeous. Rav Asher Weiss had a tshuva that I heard 2 weeks ago which asked the question about demanding money, for example, the gananot, here and obviously everywhere, where you have daycare programs. So are my chayav, do I have a chayav to pay? Even, you know, I paid for the year, I paid for tuition. There's a yeshiva in Beit Shemesh, you might have heard of Leva Torah. So what if your parents didn't finish paying tuition? Do they have to pay? So he had that shaila of what you have to pay. And then he actually, later on, went back on something that he said. And he said a true posek goes back on what he said. And he says, this is what I believe the halacha is now. So what's interesting is that this was a shir. It's not a published tshuva. So it could be that something's changed. And of course, we never take anything I say as serious in halacha l'maisa. So let's share the screen now. And we're going to, I think, have some fun. Because for the first time maybe in your life, you'll get to see how a tshuva works and develop yourself with the tshuva. So, just to give a bit of background, the Gemara tells us in Bava Kama, Samach Amud Beis, Tanur Rabbanan, Dever Be'ir Kanes Reglecha. Rav Asher Weiss has used this Gemara, I don't know, I've heard it from him maybe, you know, over a dozen times. He's admitted he's used this Gemara a dozen times as well. And the Gemara says, is this Dever Be'ir? What's Dever? Dever is a plague. Dever is a plague. If you would like to call it corona, you can call it corona. What happens if you get corona, says the Gemara? Okay, the Gemara was written a few years before the year 2020, right? And says, Dever, right, your kenes raglecha. Get inside your houses. What's another word for get inside your houses? Quarantine yourself. Shenamar, because it says, lo teitzu ish bi pesach besu at boker. Right? As we know, from not that many weeks ago, many people referred to this at the Pesach Seder. The people of Egypt were quarantined for the night, the Makas Bechoros. But when there's an actual disease going on, so it says in Yeshayahu, you have to say, stay, leich ami, ba bechadrecha, v'soger delatecha, biadecha. Close the door behind you and keep everything closed. Stay inside. Michutz tishkol cherev. So I've taken the English, the sages tell us, if there's a plague in your city, gather your feet, limit the time you spend out. Don't go out. And a lot of people, Baruch Hashem, has followed this. A lot of people haven't been out here in Eretz Yisrael. This is now the first week. People started getting into cars and driving their kids to schools. They said, people listen to it. And again, the pasuk from Yeshayahu and from Devarim. The Rama, Rav Moshe Isselish, our codifier of halacha, says in Shulchan Aruch, Oed Kochavim Kofta Zayin Hey, he's speaking about what is dangerous. And the Shulchan Aruch tells us there are certain things that we consider to be dangerous that a person shouldn't do and shouldn't be involved in. So, for example, he says, Oed Kosvo, Sheyesh Livroach Minair Kishedever Bair. If there's Dever, if there's Corona in your town, you need to run away from the town. Now, please listen carefully. This Rama, we're going to use against somebody else a little bit later on in the program, and his name is going to be the Rama. The Rama clearly says that if you have, if corona develops in your little city, run away from that city. Yesh latzeit mi'ayir, benachas adever, when it starts. V'lo basofo, don't be stupid, don't go while it's happening. Right? So I would argue that maybe back in February, when we started to know about corona, and we all were questioning, oh, it's not going to come here, oh, it's just this Chinese, whatever it might be, I was, you know, flying home, and the guy next to me was wearing a mask, and I was asking him, do you have corona? He's like, no, I'm just protecting myself. And I thought he was crazy. And then everything started to happen. So the Rama would tell us, run away. Go far away. Don't close your door behind you, right? If you can come to Eretz Yisrael, which has been known as, if not the safest place, one of the safest places, that's the place to go. The place to go is get out of here, right? Go there, because that's a sakana. The Magen Avraham writes in Siman Tuf Kuf Ayin Vav in Or Chaim, of course, he says the following case. He says that he's speaking about Hilchos Taneos. We have a lot of times that we have fast days. We know that there was a fast day, Erev Rosh Chodesh, Nisan. So there are people who fasted a half a day, the Rabbanu Tarashit said, because of what was going on. And he says, well, what's an example of that? He quotes the Shla, who says, "The Chol Echad Yerviach, if he should run away, Bano V'minayir, especially children, you should run away with them. V'im also Zos, if he doesn't do that, and he knows that there could be, people can be contagious, Chayavim Benafsham, You're chayiv on the net. They're a nefesh. If you can protect your children, get away from here. Or at least, if it's too late, come. Nesivas Shalom. Sorry. Nesivas, who wrote a perush on Choshen Mishpat, writes, Nesivas says, that's in a case where you can get out. There's sometimes it's too late. In many of our cases, as we know, we didn't believe it, right? We live in such a society, it can't happen to us, can't happen to us. And all of a sudden, after Purim, it was too late already. And that's when you have to close your doors. So now let's get to the case at hand. But I just wanted to frame this in understanding that this is something very serious. And the halacha clearly says, the Gemara clearly says, you got to do something about it. There is a concept of quarantining yourself. Now here comes the Sefer Chassidim. Sefer Chassidim, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of years ago, says the following thing. We have a concept of ne'iver lo titein milchshol. Of ne'iver lo titein milchshol is a very important concept of literally don't put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. It's true that the Chinuch discusses this halacha, and the Chinuch, the Minchas Chinuch discusses the Chinuch when it counted as one of the mitzvahs in the Torah. So the Minchas Chinuch says, well, does this only apply to cases of actual, like lifnei iver lo titein milchshol? Would it apply in money cases? Right? Would it be giving bad advice to somebody, telling you to invest in something that I know? I'm a salesperson, and I'm selling you, I just got a call yesterday, Hilton Hotels, you know, for $99, you can go for 7 days. And we know that that's not really true, and the whole thing's a scam, whatever it might be. In this case, it might actually be a scam. They just take your money and never see them again. How can I sell that? That's lifnei iver lo titein milchshol. The Minchas Chinuch has his unique take on that halacha itself. But the Sefer Chassidim says the following, that there's a concept of shalit levishol, even by mamonis. Here's the case. Lo yirchatz adam, right? A person shouldn't go to a beis hamirchatz in those days, right? We could say nowadays a mikvah, but you know, in those days, it was very popular for people to go to bathhouses to bathe, right? It was something that was considered very pleasurable, even when they bathed already. Shal yirchatz adam shuhu mucha shchin. If he has a disease of shchin, or any disease, Corona, of course, being one of them, im Yehudi Acher. So he shouldn't be in a swimming pool. He shouldn't go to a mikvah if he knows that he has the disease and he can give it to other people. Are you crazy? Of course you can't go. And even the mikvahs, which Baruch Hashem have been open for women, they warn you and they ask you questions before. If you know that you have the illness or you have a fever or anything that's even close, you cannot. You are not allowed to go to the mikvah. It's also for you because you can get other people sick. And the Sefer Chassidim says, one, you violate lifnei iver lo titein milchshol. Number two, says the Sefer Chassidim, it says, v'hafla recha kamocha. What kind of hafla recha kamocha is this? You only care about yourself, right? The Rambam codifies this. He says, mas esoni alecha, as we know the line that Hillel said. What you would hate other people to do, you can't do yourself. You can't do yourself. I wouldn't want it done to me, so I'm going to do that. Imagine you go to the swimming pool and now you contract the corona, rachman al-islan, and it's because of the other person. You don't like that person. So it's also a lack of afterechamocha. And number three, lo tamod al damrayecha. Right? You literally could kill the person. So those are the three reasons that the Sefer Chassidim develops. Again, now we can start seeing in our mind, this was Rav Asher Weiss's first source that he quotes. And he says, you see already that if you... Yeah, go ahead. Again, right. So it's a great question. The question is it shvichas damin right out? Again, the pasuk quoted for sure is Talmud Adam Recha. The interesting question here is that we do have a case for sure of something that's called grumma, right? Grumma we know is a case where it's indirect Shabbos. This is the word grumma is used often, where in indirect form. Again, you'll be chayev in grumma on Shabbos. You're chayev in grumma, but I'm indirectly causing the damage, right? I didn't know that this would happen, right? I'm not shooting a gun and killing the person. Right, I'm causing something that might happen. It's possible that the person won't get corona. I could have corona and jump into a pool, and Baruch Hashem, nobody gets it. So I don't know if you can say that lo samod al damriyecha mamish, and you're mamish killing the person because you don't know for sure. Yeah, go ahead, Johnny. Good question. Good question. Yes. Very good. So the question is that what if there is this a probability case? So we know that the probability can be quite high. By the way, just talking about probability, we know that whatever you want to say about the newly elected prime minister in his millionth term, Bibi Netanyahu is that one of the things that he got together with the Misrata Briut was is that there would be no form of Americans coming in. And now the reports have come out that probability-wise, 70% of the people who had corona in the state of Israel got it from Americans. Not Canadians, don't worry. From Americans. So that's probability. And you can officer people because of probability. So the question is that if you know the probability is very high, and that's what we think, although let's be very honest, we don't know much about corona, right? As Governor Cuomo says, like, oh, every other day when he speaks, and Dr. Fauci says the same thing. What we know is we don't know, really, right? They thought it couldn't happen in kids, and now they're getting a form of Kawasaki that looks like it's very, very low pashut. But you're 100% right. Numbers are very important in halacha. So correct. The Sefer Hasidim says this is a total isser. Again, it's not obviously talking about corona, the Sefer Hasidim, but he gives three reasons why it's an isser. I would agree with you, but I wouldn't call it a direct killer. You're still going to be chayav. But now we have to see if that case is similar to our case. Now the Shach, which actually is going to quote the Shailos Shuvos of the Rama in a second, in source number 5, says v'im chala hasoicher o ishto. If you have the following case, in this case, he quotes the Rama. I'll give you the background of the case. Very interesting case that you might question, and fair if you question, because it doesn't sound like in our society this would work. You have an Airbnb, okay? I'm trying to bring everything updated. Obviously, Rav Moshe Isserles didn't have Airbnbs. You have an Airbnb, which I assume probably is not doing so well these days. But okay, you have an Airbnb, and the Airbnb... you have different types of Airbnbs, right? You have an Airbnb where you have this huge house and you're renting out your basement. But I'm going to live there with my family also, and you have communal places. You could use my kitchen and so on and so forth. So this guy's renting out his large house and he's sharing it with somebody else. Okay? We take two people, as we always do, Reuven and Shimon. And I'll be fair because of the first two people I see. Let's take Ellie and Kobe. So Ellie owns this huge mansion of a house. And he lends it out to Kobe and his newly found wife. And they come in, right? This was the shot. It was really the Rama's case. And when he comes in, Ellie says, Kobe, your wife looks pretty darn sick. What's going on? He's like, oh, no, she's fine. She just has corona. So Ellie's like, yeah, so you're going to need to get out of my house, like, ASAP, please. And Kobe's like, no, I'm not leaving. Right? Pretty pushed case, right? Of course, Ellie can kick him out. Of course, Airbnb rules. Says the Shach, source number 5, Im chala hasoicher o ishto, acharei gomer haschirus, after lo nichnas adayin hasoicher, ayedei hamachshir la'akev alav shlo yichnas. He's not allowed to say to him, you can't come in. Again, this assumes that he didn't know about it. Going back to, I quoted the Nesivos. And as Siva says in Choshev Mishpat, if the person knew about it before, we're not talking about that. Right? Kobe didn't know about it before. I rented you on Airbnb, and all of a sudden, I rented to you on Thursday. Monday morning, I move in, and Monday morning, she has it. So, what's the basic idea that we're going to say that? Again, you have to understand something, and Rav Asher Weiss mentioned this in his shir. This is important. We can't make contracts into something that is a joke, and you could break a contract whenever you want. We live in a society, and unfortunately, certainly in the United States of America, everybody loves to take people to court, and everybody loves to break up contracts. I have to tell you my emes, because it comes to mind, and I think it's important. Every one of my 11 schools that we do business with in America have contracts, and every single one of them broke the contract and said, we're not paying you, despite what it says in the contract. We don't care, right? So the halacha recognizes that contracts, la halacha, are very important, and you don't just break a contract for any reason. And they're nervous, and I use the term corona, which is not fair, because it could be some other disease, right? If I were to say to you, go back to our case, Kobe, I hope your wife is going to be always healthy. I'm not chas v'shalom, right? But Kobe's wife comes in, and she has a cough, right? And she has a cough, so... The Airbnb guy, Ellie, come on. You can't be a chazer and say she can't come to the house because she's got a cough. Okay, let's go up the level. Maybe she has the flu. Yeah, the flu. Right? What level are we going to say? She comes in and she broke her arm. And Ellie's like, oh, she broke her arm. I don't want to get a broken arm from her. You can't get that. So we have to develop what exactly is going on here. But Rav Asher Weiss points out beautifully that this is a different case than we might think. We have to be careful what we're saying over here, in that we didn't want to break contracts just for no reason. So let's see if it's no reason. So the Raman is tshuva, the Raman's tshuva in Chaf, in Chashem Mishpat, here develops a whole lumdus of why it's the case that we have to be exceedingly careful and we don't want to break the contract. And again, he gives what we said, and he says, number one, Shekibel Atzlo Ishto, she got the disease. So he says they made a kinyan gomor, kilo sachru bekesav v'shtar v'chazaka v'chulu, and we're not breaking the contract so much. And he goes through a whole lumdus of why this is true. But what I want to focus on is some of the at the end, sof davar, ani ro'eh, skipping to the end, klal sheyachol machshir, he goes, that we can learn. And he says, im noydesh ezeh chala ishto shal socher mikra onos, right? If he knew about it before, so he's an honest. He can't that you clearly can't do. However, he says like this: Ki masha omer shehu choli mitabek, right? She's not just a chola that has a broken arm or a quote. She can give it over. She's contagious. Kulo hevel. Why? Mi shelamdo tkufo veomer ki Hashem yita'ala hu bemochets verofe. Why? He says, well, I'll give you proofs. Do we ever say by the Didim of Bikur Cholam, of visiting a Cholam, lo matzinu b'shum makom, shechilak ben choli mitabek, l'sheinu mitabek. We don't say that, of course, you have to visit a Cholam, and it's a great mitzvah, it's such a wonderful mitzvah, but if they have a disease, you can't visit them. That's what he says. Okay, I'm just bringing the proofs, and we'll play with these proofs in a moment. And therefore, there's no inyan that if somebody has a disease, again, science-wise, we have to understand, if you think about it for just a second, there aren't so many diseases, right? This is what's unique, unfortunately, about corona, is there are not so many diseases where you can get the disease from not purposely doing something bad, right? So if this person had the disease and they said, okay, I have the disease, but the only way you're going to get disease if, for some reason, you share saliva, which is most diseases. So what disease are we talking about here? There are a few diseases out there, saras maybe, but by just being with the person for a second, that's the problem with corona, unfortunately. That's why we're wearing masks now. So, and that's what he holds. Furthermore, he gives a second proof. He says that so we don't see it by bikur cholam, and then he says like this. He says, what about a case of a marriage? Delo chashvu mum isha lomar she idunosa lo kidesh. Rak b'choli nifcha. We only have very specific cases where we have something called a mekach tos. We get married, and now she wakes up in the morning and she says, oh, by the way, I've got to tell you, I have corona and I can't breathe. Is that called a mekach tos? You know, Rav Zilberstein has these wonderful shilas, dozens of them, on this exact question. What's called a mekach tos for marriage? Right? This is a true story, apparently. Hard to believe this true story. They get up after the wedding. He wakes up in the morning and he can't believe it. His wife is getting dressed. Obviously, he never saw her get dressed before. And he realizes that she's missing one little small thing that he didn't know about before. A leg. She has a wooden leg. So he says, Mekachtos, what's going on here? I don't want to marry a girl that only has one leg. And she says, oh, come on, you never saw me. I always had a limp when I walk. He said, I just thought you had something when you were a little kid. You never disclosed this to me. So that's considered a mekachtos. His basic cloud by mekachtos is a very, very somewhat simple idea is, if we were engaged and we love each other, we're just engaged. And then I said, okay, I lied to you. I didn't tell you this. Would you have break the engagement off? I'm not sure. In most cases, you might not do that. He has another crazy case of in the morning after the marriage. This happened in Rav Zilberstein's building. He said, at 2 o'clock in the morning, my wife woke me up and she said this horrible crying outside of our door. And it turned out it was a kala. What happened? The morning after the chasana, there's a knock on the door of this beautiful chasana chala's new home. And the chasana opens the door, a Haredi person, and there's an Arab guy there, and he says, Salam Aleikum, Mabruk. Mazel Tov. He says, who are you? He says, what do you mean, who am I? I'm Ahmed, I'm your father-in-law. Turns out that this wonderful girl he married has an Arab father, a Jewish mother. Again, Mechav Tos, what are you doing? Okay, but I just want you to understand. According to the Roma, those are two proofs. A proof from the fact that, and he obviously has other halachas of why you can't break the contract. We don't say that by Bikur Cholam, that there's a thing by, if it's a contagious disease, and we don't say that for breaking the marriage. Now, Rav Asher Weiss's Rebbe was the Sheol Sechuvas Divrei Yatziv. The Divrei Yatziv is a very, very, very important sefer. And here he quotes the Divrei Yatziv, and the Divrei Yatziv says amazingly the following thing. He says, like this. He says, so the Divrei Yatziv was the Klusenberger Rebbe. He followed the ways of his fourth generation great grandfather, Divrei Yatziv, and he says as follows. He brings a proof for this, and he asks, is this really true? Let's research this, says the Klusenberger Rebbe. And he says as follows. He says that he wonders, we didn't machlish in itabek, right? He says, in Choshe Mishpat, ishto ein hamasu yachol la'akev sheichnas. He says, well, wait a minute. He said, is this really true, the premise that we were just told? Is that premise actually true? So he says, Lefi aneis daiti here, midina, the following thing. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ein makivim, ein maskirim. He goes, well, this isn't true. He says, there's a machlekes over there between the Ran and the and Rashi Nadarim. It's not really Rashi Nadarim, but it's a Rishon. Where the Ran says, yes, that's true. It's true that there was a certain disease, the Gemara Medarim Daf Memalf is talking about, and he says, in those types of diseases, he says, the reason why we don't visit the Chola, if there are cases we don't visit the Chola, I'll tell you why we don't visit the Chola. You know why we don't visit the Chola? Says the Ran, it was a Kovod Abrius question. What's Kovod Abrius mean? The guy had a stomach disease. And if I went to visit him, he's going to be embarrassed. Unfortunately, he has to go to the bathroom very often. It's embarrassing for him. Don't visit that type of guy. Says the Rashi. It's not really Rashi. Aval in the Forish, it says, Mishu kima'ain, he has ma'ain, something in his stomach. Hanover, what? It's something. Hainu taima nami dihi? Mekarim mishum dinitabek. You know why you can't visit him? Because he can give it over to you. He's contagious. Says the Divrei Yatziv. Why'd you bring a proof that... that's not a proof. That proof makes no sense, what you said. It makes no sense. But there are situations, and he goes further, and he says, he quotes Rabbi Kiva Eger, brings a beautiful Rabbeinu Bachaya by Moshe Rabbeinu, by Korach. The reason why the Eda had to leave wasn't only because it's mitabek, they're going to get it, it's because they were getting, before they were eaten up, they got a disease. And they didn't want anybody to get it. So that's another raya that's brought. And then he says, in the Sefer Nishmas Kolchai, going Rav Chaim Palash, this is a wonderful sefer. I would have liked to bring you the tshuva in its original form. I didn't see it on the Bar Ilan CD. But in Nishmas Melchai, Rav Chaim Palash has wrote so many svarim. Nishal, listen to this case. Al Rofe, this is Mamash B'Yamenu, a case that would apply. B'Rofe, who. So, listen to this case. This is a great case. He says, right, this is over here, bolded. The guy's a doctor. He's a corona doctor. He saved so many people's lives. What's the problem now? Everybody in the shul is scared of this guy. He's got the highest probability of having corona, right? He wasn't tested right away, whatever. They don't want him to come into shul. And they say to him, Rav Chaim Palashi says, you can come to shul, you're a tzaddik, you're a hero, but you got to build for yourself a little, I don't know if you see, in Eretz Yisrael they started doing this, my son's in this thing, it's called a capsule, right, where only 28 kids can be, and the whole base medrash has a plexiglass around it. You got to build this plexiglass thing. The guy says, no problem, I'll do it, but I'm not the one who's going to be chayiv, right? You have to pay. No, it says that he has to pay. He says that you have to pay for it. He says, I have to pay for it. That's crazy. You have to pay for it. That's what he says, the Morid Kol Chai. He says, so we see that if a person has some sort of disease, Yifka Banogelov, Kasuf Shadin Imahem. Right? The place, it's the place that has to pay for it. I'm sorry, the doctor would have to pay for it. Because if you have a disease, even though that Bach, you did it for good reasons, still you have to pay for it. And therefore he argues on the Ramah. And he says, Ubi emes divri harama tu mitzad, he goes, Hasvara. I don't understand the svarim, the mitzios of it, that in all cases, again, the Siva says if he knew about it for sure, we're not talking about that case. But he says, in any case, he says, come on, he has a disease. You have to be able to break the contract in some cases. The Rak al bichachom is a shayach. This is not true. The Or HaShocham, the Forish, says that there are other types of diseases. As long as we have a disease, even if it's a new disease, and we know that this disease, corona, people can get it, of course you don't have to lend out your Airbnb. As much as we want to protect contracts, he says that would be crazy to say that. So he says, I don't think that's a good raya that was brought by the Sheol Sechuvos of the Rama Bikur Chola. And now he's going to knock down the other one as well. By the way, understand, we started off with the Rama saying that if there's a disease in town, what do? Run to your house and lock the door. That's the same Rama, Rabbi Isai. So, you know, so what are we talking about here? Oh, the quality of the contract, but we're about saving people's lives. So, again, it was a gorgeous quote. It's actually a hugely long tshuva. I'm only quoting parts of it. And then he says, the Guf HaRaya and the other Raya of getting it, like Abay, Huzkar Vashas. So he quotes the Beis Yosef, really is based on the Maharash Ben Atashbetz. Ben Mei Shit Satan Al Yishto Mum. What if his wife has a mum, right? And he didn't know about it. She's a mitzayra, don't know about it. Can you break off? Yes, of course there are times you could break it off if you didn't know about it. Devadei deyesh od mumim. Of course there are plenty of mumim that we say that it's a mekachtos if you knew about it, right? Again, it would have to be a mum that she's not, most mumim, most diseases, she, Baruch Hashem, she can get over it. But there are ones here where she's going to give it to the chassan. He didn't know about it. So he dismisses this, and he's not so sure about the Rama. So again, let's just stop for 1 second, just to think for a moment. So we see already that there is a possibility here that when it comes to this case, that we're not so sure. We're not so sure that we all of a sudden can say that, well, it's a contract, you can't break a contract, and so on and so forth. Right, and I could take a risk. I think it was a great question that was asked before, right? What about the percentages? You were told not to go out of your house, and you should know that. So it seemingly could be obvious that this person would be chayiv, right? And I think that that's a very strong term to say that if a person knew he had corona, okay, or he was symptomatic to it, and he just said, well, I know that I have to tell you, a week after I came back from America, I mean, I guess you would all have corona anyway, because I told all of you. But back in February, I got a cold. Mom was just a cold. I had a cold and a cough. That's it. My wife was joking, it's corona, right? If I had that a month ago, forget about it, right? So if you had even the symptoms and you didn't, or you had someone in your house had it, and the government tells you you're not allowed to go out of your house, but the shaila is, it has to be halachic shaila. Am I chayav to pay? Do you have to pay that movie theater because, you know, they had to pay $1,000 to clean the movie theater? Or the hotel, they can't have guests anymore because they heard about that corona guy. That's the question. So I want to end off with a very interesting the way that Rav Asher Weiss ends it, with a very interesting idea as well. So Rav Asher Weiss ends this with the Sheol Sechuvos Beis Shlomo. Beis Shlomo, he says, we've all heard of Rav Shlomo Kluger. Rav Shlomo Kluger was one of the great famous rabbis of the time, Rav Shlomo Kluger, Rav Shlomo Yaakov Yosef Kluger, who wrote Elef HaShlomo, and Amila de Zizikim, as we'll quote, and other Svarim, 1785 to 1869, the Manhik, the Poisek Hador, with the other great Rabbanim, who were the Poiskim of the time, Rav Shal Nathanson and others, the Gedolei Torah beGalicia. They were the Gedolei Torah. And then you have the Beis Shlomo, who for some reason is not as well known. It's interesting because the tshuva that I'm quoting, I might be incorrect about this. It's not on the Bar Ilan CD. They don't have Chelek Chosha Mishpat, and I think Rav Asher Weiss said that this is not this. In order to find this, it wasn't in the contemporary Svarim of his, but you had to go to Rav Shlomo Kluger Sefer because he asked this question to him. So again, the Beis Shlomo was a Shlomo Drimmer, 1800 to 1872. Great Poiskim. And again, Rav Shlomo Kluger was older than him, so he asked the shaila to him. So, if I could ask Johnny and Morty to pay special attention to your case. Again, I'm bringing this case up. This is basically the case. I just used different names. Johnny rents Morty his field for his animals to graze. Right? A guy, Baruch Hashem, has a huge field. Right? In our last case, Ellie, you had the huge house. So now Johnny's got the huge field. And he rents it out to people to graze. So, he rents out other parts of the field. It's not just other people. But now I'm renting it to Morty. So he rents out, he rents out the field to other people, other parts of his field to people to graze as well. All of a sudden, Johnny's cows, or bats, start dying. Why? As it turns out, Morty's cows, Morty didn't disclose that his cows had a disease. We'll call that disease Corona. And he gave it to Johnny's cows, and they died as a result. So now Johnny demands the following. Number one, Morty removes his cows from the field. Get your cows out of here. Contract's done. Two, you have to pay for my dead animals. And three, I want you to pay me some geld, some money, because I can't sell the field. Because everybody says, oh, Johnny's field? Ew, that's the Corona field. So Morty, of course, claims, what are you talking about? You're telling Lashon Hara on my poor cows. They never did anything. How do I know they'd had anything? Maybe it's your cows that died, right? If the case is that Morty's cows had Corona, then that's going to be a different case over here. Then for sure, we have to disclose that to Johnny. It's to tell him, come on, that's not fair. But then he brings in two possibilities. An umdina. Umdina is the following case. How do I know for certain? Maybe I could say something else. And if I could say something else, then I'm going to say, I'm motzi mechavei lo v'raya. How do you know it came from my animals? Johnny, did you test all your cows for Corona? No. Maybe your cow had Corona before this. Everybody's getting Corona now. How can you prove it was my cows that killed you? Right? And Johnny, you just admitted there were other cows in the field. Maybe those cows caused it. Then he quotes the Gemara in Bava Kamma, Mem Zayin. If you put poison, I meant to say, if you put poison in front of an animal and it dies, so there's a shiloh back and forth, do you pay or not? On one hand, we say the cow should have been smart and know not to eat. He should know. He should smell that it's a poison. What do you mean? Smell a poison? Even if it was fruit or vegetables, you should know. So that's not necessarily true. The question is, are we mechayev of the person if his animal died because of that poison? But he says, well, this is a different case. Johnny told me I can eat from the field. So if I ate from the field, right? Let's take a case where Morty really didn't know anything. And it turned out, so for sure he wouldn't be chayev then. Why? Because, well, my cow ate from your grass, but it was you told me to eat from the grass, and then your cow ate from the same grass, and that's why I got it. That's not a chiyuv. So Rav Shlomo Kluger writes in his Milah D'Zikin, he really quotes this tshuva that was asked to him, how do we prove that the animals didn't get it from another type of place? And this is a chiddush, because nobody would think that this is true. He says, maybe you can get the disease just from the air. Now, this is something that I don't think anybody, like, it's amazing that you have this. But yeah, in our time, we know that it's true. Right? And this was a big shiloh when it came to davening, even in Eretz Yisrael. You know, for 2 weeks, we didn't have minyanim anywhere. Our rabbanim that we followed said you shouldn't have minyanim. Why? One of the things was, even if you're standing on your porch and someone sneezes, it travels in the air. I'm downstairs. I can get it. Sounds scary, but true, Rabbi said. So, fine. So, the Rav Asher Weiss ends by quoting a tshuva of his in his beautiful sefer Shelz, which was his first schelek Kufya Dalid. He says this is a case of anything is called garmi. Garmi is a case, not grama, very indirect that you don't have to pay damages. There's a case of garmi where you wouldn't have to pay damages, right? He gives a case talking about a check. B'davar hashela b'misha natan checkim v'him chazru because he didn't have enough money. That's considered a case of garmi, and you wouldn't have to pay. So he ends off by saying that he doesn't think that in our case you would be chayev to, this guy would be chayev to pay. He's got to do tshuva, and he says that's the first part of what he spoke about. He says, not for the shiur today, but there's a Rambam who speaks about the different ways and the fasting, and a person has to do tshuva because possibly he did kill these people, Nebuch lo aleinu. But as far as a chayev mamish, we're not going to be mechayev him that he has to pay, which is very, very interesting because we can't be 100% sure that he's the one who caused it, so it wouldn't be 100% sure. Again, this, I'm admitting to you that this tshuva has not been well developed. It's not in a tshuva sefer. It was a shir. That's much different than an actual paskin la'alacha. But I want to open your minds to the possibilities here. That even in the case of Corona, and even in this specific case, we might not be a mechay of somebody to pay. Because of all the different reasons that we gave. Even Aliba, we don't hold like the Ramah. But the fact is that yes, I did something wrong. Medina Shamayim is a terrible thing, and I should be punished for that. But we're not going to be mechayev of a person along the same way. So again, it's a bit going to be a bit of a different case, but definitely eye-opening to understand how Choshen Mishpat is dealing with the reaction of this case, whether a person will be chayav to pay or not.